Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Monday. I can't believe it is almost the end of September. I don't know what you guys have been doing for this whole year, but Christmas will be here. So you guys know I love, love, love me some Christmas. That is my favorite time of the year. I hope everybody's doing good. Tonight, it is 6 o'clock. If you are on the West Coast, if you are in places like Texas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, it is 8 o'clock. And if you are in places like Florida or New York or Boston, it is 9 o'clock. Hope everybody's doing good. Today has been a rough, rough day. I mean, it really has been. But I'm going to do, I wasn't going to do a show tonight, but I know me. If I don't do it tonight, then next Monday will be the same thing. Then money, money, money. And that's how Monday. And that's how I stopped doing shows. So I said, you know what, I don't care. I'm going to do a 30-minute show. I couldn't figure out on earth what I wanted to do because there was a lot of topics that I want to cover. Unfortunately, right now, I'm not mentally ready for the topics I'm going to cover because a lot of them are pretty deep. So today I wanted to do something a little bit different, but yeah. So the topic tonight is bathroom etiquette or etiquette or however the hell you say it. So the reason why I chose this is because I went, as you guys know, maybe you don't know, I don't go out to eat. So I don't go in restaurants to sit there and eat. But when I do go, you know, we go to pick up our food and sit in our car and do the Netflix. And when I say Netflix and chill, we really are chilling because we're in the car. But anyway, I went to this restaurant and I, you know, I had to go to the little girl's room. So the little girl's room is got the male and the female on the front of the door. So that means either or can go in. I don't like that. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't like that. I don't want to walk into a bathroom that has a urinal in it. I know that's like, why not? Because I just don't want to. I like the fact the men here, women here. And I understand why the bathroom now has the, you know, you can go any, you know, either or. And they also have a family bathroom where the whole family can congregate in there and do their thing. But something about having a urinal in my bathroom is just, I don't like it. And no offense to the guys. No offense, and if it is offense, then too bad. But guys, some of you, I don't know what you're doing or how you're doing it, but you're missing that toilet by a mile. And I mean that. I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether you think you're cute and you're just going to do what you're going to do, but you're missing it by a mile, a whole mile. And I'm like, not feeling that. So I don't like a urinal in my bathroom. I'm just not feeling that. Also, and this goes to the ladies, because this used to happen to me a lot on my old job, and I'm not going to mention what my old job is because it's none yet. So when I used to go to the bathroom in my old job, you know how you used to take your break or go to the bathroom when you're not taking your break and go in there and take a little quick nap. Anyway, why do women insist on being on the phone in the bathroom when you're in the next door? Why are you doing that? To me, that is just so, I don't know. It's I don't understand that. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why are you in the bathroom on your phone chit-chatting away to whomever is next to you? It's like, I don't want to hear your combo. And you should not want to hear bathroom noises while you're in the bathroom. It just doesn't make any sense. None of that makes any sense to me. It just really doesn't. And maybe it's just me, but I'm just not feeling that. Also, eating in the bathroom. I know when I told my husband this earlier, he's like, really? People eating in the bathroom? Yes. I had one coworker that was notorious for that. She would go into the bathroom. She would proceed to eat her lunch and would be on the phone. So here I am. Picture this, 2019. So somebody is in the bathroom eating their lunch on the phone as if there's no break room in there. And this was way before the pandemic, so there wasn't an excuse for this. You're just basically really in there eating your lunch while you're in the bathroom. I'm not getting it. I'm not feeling it. I'm not understanding it. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Anyway, I've got two callers on the line. Let me answer one of my callers. Give me 1 second. Hello, caller. You're talking to Sam. How can I help you today?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do my ears deceive me, or is this my girl, Sam? You don't have no idea who this is, do you?
Yes, I do. And I saw that 661 number. I'm like, who is this? But I know who you are. Boy, where have you been? What are you doing with 661 area code? I'm not telling y'all. Ladies, stay back. Stay back. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. I'm not giving you his number. What are you doing to the 661 number, boy? They in that New York?
You don't really know who this is, but it's okay, though. It's okay. I actually retired my show 3.5 years ago. I used to run a wrestling podcast.
Baby! Oh, my God. No, I didn't know who you were. Oh, my God. My love.
Yes.
Give me a virtual hug. How are you?
Oh, send a big hug, girl. Send a big hugs.
How have you been, darling?
I saw you were online. I said, you know what? I got to chime in a little bit. Say, how you doing? How you been?
I've been good. When are you going to start doing your show again? I know we had spoken about that on Facebook. When are you going to start doing the show again?
I really want you to do it.
You did start it back.
No, not yet. It's a work in progress right now because my former co-host, actually, he lives out in New Orleans, and he was right around the time that they got hit with the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of MIA at the moment. It's a talk in progress. We haven't scheduled a time frame, but we are talking about a possible 10-year anniversary coming up.
Beautiful. And I do want you to grace my audience. Everybody, this is my good, good, good friend, Felix. I've been knowing him for years and years and years. We used to work together a long time ago.
Yes,
we won't name where we work. We won't talk about that. But Felix had
it was called
a
hell.
Wonderful.
It was called hell. It was called hell, right? The Inferno?
Hell.com, right? He had a wonderful podcast that he used to talk about wrestling in it, and it was really a wonderful podcast. He started off with just by himself and had – it was three of you guys at the end, right?
It was the three of us at the end.
You?
It had my friend my former buddy that actually ran it with me. He retired a little bit, and then I brought in two new guys. And ultimately, I felt like I'd reached all I can do, and I had great success for a number of years. And then
you did. You did, and trust me, I know what burning out means.
And now I'm listening to you talking about bathroom etiquette, girl. Don't even get me started. Don't get me started. I can tell you stories.
I'm sure you can, because my husband was telling me, I'm like, you don't need to be on the show.
You think
it's
bad in the ladies' room? You think it's bad in the ladies' room? You don't even want to know what goes on in the men's room.
I really don't. And one thing that he was telling me that I thought was kind of weird where – and it's the same thing when it is with women. When you go into a stall and there's like several stalls, you know, in there, I'm thinking, why are you sitting next to me
right
in this stall? Right. And he said the same thing, that guys will do that. Like, buddy, why are you standing right next to me when there are all these other urinals in here? What's up with that?
Trying to size it's up. Like, he's got a bigger one, I guess. I don't know.
It's like, why are you right here next to me? What's up? So, yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
You come up with still the most creative things to listen to. I still think
–
I can't remember the name of the singer that you had as your theme music, but I added that on my freaking iPad or iPhone because I'd be like, oh, it makes me think of Sam every time. You know what I'm talking about.
Darling, you honestly made my night, and I had a rough day today, and you really made my night. Little Junie. Hi, Junie. That's my friend's little boy. I think he's like 4 or 5 years old. Cute as he could be, he told me, wish me a good show today. And you have just made the cherry on top of the cake, baby. Thank you so much.
I just have to say one thing real quick. 10 years ago, when I was so nervous. Nervous wasn't even a word. I was terrified about coming on and doing my own show.
I remember that.
I give credit where credit's due. Miss Sam gave me the confidence to go out there and just say, you know what? Screw it. It's your show. Do what you want. Say what you
want.
That's
right.
They don't
want
to listen.
That's right.
They have to listen. And 10
That's
years
right.
later, I still give her credit.
Thank you, baby. Stop. Stop. Because you know I'm a big crybaby. So you stop. Stop it right now. Thank you, Felix. And I'm so proud of you. And I want you to bring the show back. Because like I told you before, when you said you didn't know, because you said, I want to do it, but I don't know. I'm like, what do you love? Wrestling. I'm like, do it. If that's what you love, that's what you know, do it.
That's my passion. What can I say?
That's it. That's right. And that's what you know, then you do it. Sweetheart, can I jot your number down if that's okay? Because I want to call you later.
Yeah, of course. Do you want to send you by message or you want to say it over the air? I don't think you want to say it over
the
air.
No. Just not say it over the air. I don't want these women to be like, ooh, he sounds good. No.
Oh, stop.
Leave him alone. Back off him. So I'm going to, no, I got, the, it comes on the system. So I do show it. So I'll just text you once the show's over.
Absolutely. No worries. Anytime.
All right.
I just
okay,
had to
baby.
Come and grace your show with my presence one last
Thank
time.
Thank you. And you did.
I will text
you
back in.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
Have a great
Mwah.
Show.
All right. Thank you. Sugar kisses.
Love you. Bye-bye. All right. Mwah.
That is one of my good friends. And as he was saying before, man, that is, he brought, I didn't recognize his voice. I felt so bad because he sounded like someone else. But as soon as he said his wrestling show, I knew exactly who he was. I was so proud of his show. He was extremely successful. He was just doing his thing. And then he, like he said, because you get burned out on this after a while. And like he said, he got burned out. And that was the reason why he had stopped the show. Let me get my next caller. Hold on here. Caller, you're on the line with Samaz Sugar. How can I help you, honey? Hello?
Oh, I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
Hey, hey. What's up, Sam?
Hey,
to,
who's
I had,
this?
I saw the podcast, and I had to comment on it because, man, I got some pet peeves, too.
Tell me. I'm listening. You know
this,
I'm listening.
This Inglewood in the house.
Uh-oh. You guys know when somebody's Inglewood, you know you got to be in trouble, right? Compton and Long Beach, you know you're in trouble. No, Inglewood, you're in trouble, too.
What they say, get out of Inglewood. Hey, no, this is James. So your
hey,
old
you.
Partner in crime. Hey. So, but, yeah, the podcast, it was an interesting topic. My thing is, I had to laugh when you said eating in the bathroom, so
yeah.
that was very funny.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I can relate to
mm-hmm.
that. So definitely. But yeah, I have to. Man, why more people is not giving their children etiquette on bathrooms? You know, kids is just missing toilets and you
mm-hmm.
know just doing all kinds of things in the bathroom. It's like
right.
wow, man. I don't know what this generation
playing in
up
the
to.
Toilet. Playing in the, you know what, that's true, because I know when I was growing up, my mother didn't play that. You know, when you
right.
went to the bathroom, you did your business, you washed your hands, you know, you said, excuse
right.
me, pardon me, or whatever, you know. But nowadays,
right.
they'll just like, I had one little girl, this has been a while back, literally almost pushed me out the way to get, I mean, maybe she didn't really have to use it, I understood that, but didn't wash her hands, mother didn't wash her hands, I'm like, okay, and you're going to actually go back someplace and eat? And your hands aren't washed?
Yeah.
Come on, ladies.
Oh, yeah.
That's nasty.
Yeah, and it's not only bathroom. I just noticed, like, at dinner tables, dining tables, you know, from knowing, you
mm-hmm.
know, silverware, placement, you know, just a lot
right.
of things, old school values. In this new generation, it's just, it seems like, you know, I know some things they don't teach in school, but, you know, and it starts at home, but it just seems like we're getting away from a lot of old school values that, you know, were supposed to be passed down generational. So, yeah, but I thought that was a very interesting topic. And, you know, when you mentioned, like I said, you mentioned about on your phone or eating in the bathroom, old job. Hey, I understand. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah.
And that's what
okay.
I'm going to actually, a friend of mine asked me to do a show in regards to how children are so, you know, basically they don't have the values that we used to have. So definitely I'll let
oh,
you know
sure.
about that, James, because I would love for you to come on the show and talk about that, because I'm sure you have a lot of feedback when that comes.
Oh, definitely. I will. Hey, you know, I'm always here anytime. Anytime you need me.
I appreciate that, darling. Thank you so much. Mwah. Sugar kisses.
Thank you. All right.
Bye. So that was another friend of mine, James, as he was saying that, you know, kids don't have any values anymore. And he's right. I have a friend of mine named Brianna, and that was one of the topics that she wanted me to speak on. And I will be talking about that in the months to come, days to come, years to come. As you guys know, or maybe you don't know, my shows are on Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that means if you're in New York or wherever, it would be Monday at 9 p.m. And if you're in the southern region, then it would be 8 o'clock on Mondays. So I'm going to take a real quick break because I need to drink some wine. I mean, I'm sorry. I need to drink. Don't go there. I need to drink a soft drink. That's it. Soft drink. Yeah, there you go.
Ahora estás escuchando a Soma Sugar on Block Talk Radio. Besos de azúcar.
Welcome me back. Welcome back, Sam. If you're just tuning in, I am Samaj Sugar, and we are talking about bathroom etiquette. I just had two of my friends, Felix and James, talk about a couple of things as far as they're concerned about the bathroom etiquette. And I was talking earlier about how people don't space their stalls out. And let me explain to you the reason why that just really gets on my nerves. So I remember one time I went to the bathroom. And I don't like doing public bathrooms. I used to do something, I swear to you. I can't believe I'm admitting this. I don't even know if it's still on YouTube. I used to do something called Bathroom Chronicles, where I would go to, I can't believe I'm admitting this, where I would go to different bathrooms, take pictures of it, and if they were clean or whatever, I would basically rate them. Now, I know you guys are going, really? You have just had no life, zero, zip, nothing. But I used to do that. If I can find it on YouTube, I don't even know what it was. If I can find it back on YouTube, I'll let you guys know what it is, and you guys can view it if you wish to. But yeah, it was called Bathroom Chronicles, where I would go to different bathrooms and basically take pictures and give it an A, B, you know, whatever. But anyway, I remember going to the bathroom, and I just, you know, went in there, you know, sit down in my stall, whatever. And a lot of times, you know, I'll just go in there and look at my phone. I'm not talking to anybody, but this one chick, literally, there was all these stalls that were free because when I first walked in, it was only me in there, unless there was somebody in there and just wasn't saying anything with their legs up or whatever, which I doubted because it looks like all the other stalls were open. So she sits in the stall right next to me. And I'm thinking, okay, all these stalls that are open, why are you home, girl, sitting next to me in the stall? And I'm thinking, okay, what's the purpose of this? So all of a sudden, and I don't mean to gross anybody out, so if you get grossed out, close your ears for a moment. But I'm hearing this toilet works like she was in a 20-piece band. And she's grunting, and I'm kidding you not, she's grunting and moaning, and I'm sure she was in duress. Something was going on, either something she ate or something she didn't eat or something, but she was having herself a whole instrumental party next to me, and I'm thinking, why are you next to me? Now, in my purse, I normally carry Bath and Body Works, like little bitty spray. They're like room spray, air freshener sprays, because, you know, if it doesn't smell good in there, I want to like kind of like, you know, brighten it up, freshen up flowers and all that other stuff. That's me as a woman. That's what I do. When I tell you that the more I sprayed, the louder she got, And the more I sprayed, it was like I wasn't spraying anything. And I kid you not, when I got up, and I got up as quickly as I could, I did my business or whatever, got up as quickly as I could, and basically holding my nose, like holding my breath to hold my nose, and I'm washing my hands. And the thing is with me, I have a habit of, I wash my hands a lot. Like when I wash, and this was before the pandemic, like I washed, you know, I put soap on, you know, take the soap off, put soap on, take, and I do that like about 4 or 5 times. And this was way before the pandemic. Yeah. I know you guys are thinking, wow, yeah, I'm crazy like that. So the pandemic, when they did that with the wash your hands stuff, I was way ahead of that. So I'm washing my hands and I'm trying to hold my breath. And she is continuing it. Now, wait a minute. I am not done. This chick proceeded to call someone while she's in the bathroom making all these noise, and she's actually having a full-blown conversation like nothing's happening. Like she is sitting in her living room, and she is on her phone, and she is like, I'm standing there like trying to do my hands as quickly as possible, and I am in awe that you are actually in a toilet making all this noise and have the audacity, the nerve, the gumption, the whatever, the balls, the cojones, whatever, to be on your phone and know that you're doing all this. So I'm steady spraying because even though I'm thinking, I can't breathe. I got to do my hands because that's just me. So I did my hands and I now, the bottle is really, really, really a tiny bottle. It's not a big bottle. It's a real tiny one that fits in your purse. Guys, I know you don't know nothing about what I'm talking about, but please, if you know about Bath & Body, you know about the little bitty air, you know, the condensed air freshener that, you know, you can carry in your purse. As I walked out, I was glad that I walked out before she did because I'll admit, when you walk in somewhere and somebody's whatever or they left the bathroom, whatever, you do not want to be the last one seen coming out of that bathroom because you don't want nobody, even though you know you'll never see that person again, you do not want that person to look and go, that girl is nasty. She is nasty and not in a good way either because I know for a fact when I walk into a bathroom and somebody's walked out before me, I'm looking at them like, ew, what is going on with you? What did you eat? Who, like my grandma said, who crawled up in you and died? But it was absolutely just plain nasty. It really, really was. When I got to my seat, I didn't tell my friend that I was with what happened because I was just, you know, I was trying not to, you know, throw up my dinner because it was just that bad. But my little spray was more than half empty. That's just how much. And I'm thinking, you hear me spraying. I would at least get, I mean, me out of embarrassment and stuff, I would have just got off the phone just out of the sheer embarrassment of it. Because like I said before, I've walked into bathrooms and this is ladies' bathrooms. I know guys talk about how gross their bathrooms are, but I've been in women's bathrooms where it has been absolutely nasty. And I don't even want to go into detail because again, like I said, if you got like weak stomachs or anything, I don't even want to go into detail, but I've walked into women's bathrooms. And this is without the urinal. And this is where only women can go in. So a lot of times, a guy must have been in there and did his business or whatever. Because one time I went, and I'll never forget that. I went, this was like about a couple of months ago. And we had took my brother to the hospital and was coming back. And his hospital is all the way in Loma Linda. And I live all the way in Van Nuys. So, you know, that is a stretch. So, of course, you know, I had to go to the bathroom, whatever. So it was just when El Pollo Loco was just opening back up. They had literally just started letting people inside. You couldn't go inside, but you could go inside and you can use the bathroom, whatever. Woo! I walked in, and I was like, this cannot be happening to me. I cannot. There's no way. And I was like moving back and forth and clenching myself because I really had to use the bathroom bad, but I did not have to use the bathroom. And guys, you guys are lucky. Because when you really, really, really have to go, do the number one, you guys can go anywhere and just say, okay, this is it, I'm relieved. We can't do that. We and if you're late, you're really not going to just go somewhere and, like, squat and do your business. You're not doing that. So I had to get in the car, and I was telling my husband, I don't know where else, because everywhere we were going, they weren't letting people inside to use the bathrooms. The bathrooms were closed. And the thing is that, and I know you guys will say Sam is so ghetto, but I take Lysol and I will spray that baby down, but there was no amount of spraying that Lysol could do in that restroom. It just was no amount of spraying that they could do. And I'm sorry, I'm not talking about everybody here, because I know, you know, a lot of us, we want to go to a clean bathroom, but I have seen people, I'm not mentioning no names because I don't want to lose any friends, but I have seen people where I have gone to their bathroom and it is absolutely ridiculous. You know, those friends I don't really hang out with anymore since the pandemic, and that's my excuse for not hanging with them, but hey, they might not even be listening to my show. They'd be like, I don't want to listen to this broad. I don't care. But honestly, I just wish we had, you know, a lot of people had more of a consideration of other people, especially, you know, talking on the phone and being right next to somebody when they're using the bathroom. It's just nasty. You know, give me my space. Even before the 6 feet came about, you know, give me my space. Allow me to be in the, you know, and I wouldn't want to be around right next to somebody anyway, no matter what they're doing. I just don't want to be there. I don't want to see your feet or whatever. I don't want to see that. I'd rather for just go to a bathroom, the stall that I can be comfortable with. So if anyone knows anyone, because I know my listeners are not like this, but if anyone knows anyone, then maybe what you need to tell them is that, you know what, I was listening to the Sam Sugar Show, and maybe you need to listen to that too, because, yeah, you just need to listen. And you don't have to tell them why. You could just give them this show and let them listen. Hey, you know, I'm plugging myself here. I'm trying to get more people to listen in. But seriously, if you do really know somebody, tell them to listen to my show. That way you could tell them without offending them. I can offend them for you. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I know you could be anywhere in the virtual world, anywhere in the airways, and listen to anyone, but you chose to be here with me, and it is so greatly appreciated. Again, thank you so much to my friends Felix and my friend James. I'm hoping to see both of them on the show pretty soon. Like I said, I do want to talk a couple of things, especially with Felix. You know, I'm hoping he'll be back with his wrestling show. I'm telling you guys, once he does come back, you will absolutely love it, because he was amazing. I had told a lot of my friends that to listen to him, and they were really impressed with him. And I just, you know, I'm hoping he comes back with it. I just feel like, oh, that I didn't realize who he was. As soon as he said what he was, he said, you don't know who I am. I'm thinking, I don't know who you are. But, hey, you know what? That's what friends are for. And I got his number, and I will be calling him anyway. Make sure that you take care of each other. Make sure that when you go to the bathroom, you do leave a little space there. Until next time, mwah, sugar kisses. Bye. Why won't my music come on? There we go.